Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Another successful Torrey Pines U.S. Open in the books. And joining us right now on our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline from Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, U.S. Open Radio over the weekend. Local pro Dennis Paulson back with us here on Ben and Woods. DP, always great to have you on. Good morning.
Thanks, man. It was San Diego hosted the players well this week, I would say.
They always seem to. I mean, this is now two for two, I would say. I mean, wouldn't you agree on a very quality major championship held at the Torrey Pines Golf Course?
It was incredible. The players to a man. I just got done listening to Taylor Zarzur's show a little earlier. He goes earlier. That's the show that I listened to on my walk, and he had three separate players speak to the golf course, maybe even four, speak to how good it was. And it was like Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia, and Adam Scott, really three players that weren't in the mix. And you ask three guys randomly about a U.S. Open setup, and one of the guys is going to be critical. You know, they just are, and they weren't. They just said it was great. Sergio said if there was anything they could have done better, the one little thing, there was a little bit too much sand in the bunkers, and we're getting some plug lies on shots that maybe shouldn't have plugged. But other than that, that is a great setup, because that's like, I think you need some plug lies in bunkers just so guys aren't aiming at the bunkers to keep away from getting in the deep rough around the greens. It supports the golf course better.
So Dennis, I think I picked Jon Rahm to win before the tournament. The storyline was set up after his COVID positive, but it's one thing to have a storyline in a golf tournament. It's another thing to beat out, you know, 150 other of the best golfers in the world and actually do it. Kind of give me your thoughts on his performance throughout the week and in light of everything that he's been going through the last couple of weeks.
So you picked Jon Rahm like you picked the Padres to kind of sweep Cincinnati? That's
yeah, kind incredible. Of like that.
Just like that. What a weekend for San Diego, by the way. We really showed up.
No, but the storyline was so surreal that there was no way you thought it could happen. I mean, just with everything, if you know all the backstory to John, and he proposed to Kelly, you know, on the north side of the North Course right there on the trails, and they come here, he says, about once or twice a month. I think he comes here probably 15 times a year and stays there at Del Mar and just hangs out. It's a place to get away, especially during the heat of the desert when they're in Scottsdale. And you know, it was Kelly's favorite city, and her parents came here all the time, and John loves San Diego because it reminds him of home. All those things, his parents just showed up, you know, the COVID situation at Memorial. There's no way that he was going to win this golf tournament with all that storyline, and sure enough, Disney came through and wrote a great script, and it happened. And congratulations to John. And there was no mothers that died in the movie, which is really good to hear.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think it's now a prerequisite that every time I watch the end of a major that I weep, because I damn near, I wept when Phil won it, and I'm watching him yesterday and holding his little baby on Father's Day, and it's Father's Day, and I've got my two kids running around, and I got tears rolling down my face. It was incredible, but I'll tell you, I also was a little sad talking to Dennis Paulson here on Ben and Woods. I was sad for Louis, because I was talking to my wife about this. We were kind of cleaning up the kitchen, and she goes, all right, so I don't get it. He's done, and he was celebrating. Oh, yeah, babe, his round is done. He played before Louis. He finished. So he's got a lead. Now he has to sit there and watch, knowing this guy's got two holes to beat him. And she goes, "Ooh, no, I'd rather be the one that watch." I go, "No, I'd rather be the one with the control in my hands, like Louis." And when he sprayed that drive on 17, I believe, my heart just sank for him. I just said, "Oh man, this is that's the pressure, right? That's the pressure of knowing what you need to do to win and not being able to get through it."
Yeah, you know, his miss has been right. If you go back to New Orleans and the team thing, he hit a ball in the playoffs straight right into the water. He hit a couple fanned iron shots this week. And what's really weird is that when he makes a bad swing and hits it to the right, I don't visually see it. Mark Lai said he didn't visually see it. No one really sees what he does wrong. Like, when Phil hits a ball straight left, you see his legs get out from underneath him, and the ball just shoots straight out there to the left. And that's what it happened for me when I made that swing. Tiger Woods and I had identical moves on the downswing. Our legs got quick, and the club got behind us, and we just were late, and we just never catch up. You couldn't see that in Louis' swing. And he said in the interview that he only pulled it about 5 yards. He was so in the moment that he was literally trying to take it up the left-hand side so he'd get a sandwich in his hand and hit it, and he pulled it 5 yards. That wasn't nearly a bad swing. It was just a bad time to hit a little bit of a pull. You know, I would say he probably pulled it more like 10 yards than 5 yards, but still, it wasn't that bad swing that you think that would cause him to cost him the tournament. And then 18, he made a great swing there.
He did.
Turned it over up against the breeze. The breeze just didn't stand it up.
Yep.
He hit it through the breeze, and it got just into that lie where he just couldn't go for the green. And what was really crazy, and if you guys can find the sound from us, it might even be on Twitter, the interview with Louis Oosthuizen afterwards was incredible because Taylor Zarzur was interviewing him afterwards when they did the flyover. And Louis had no idea what was going on. And the interview stops. He goes, "Wow, that's pretty cool." Not knowing that if he was up there, that would have been for him.
Oh, man.
That brought a tear to me.
Yeah.
This morning. That was tough to hear because Louis is one of the great human beings on earth. I mean, he really is truly a great human being and gracious as they come.
Talking to Dennis Paulson, U.S. Open wrap-up here on Ben and Wood. Speaking of getting your legs out from under you, what happened to Bryson DeChambeau on the last nine holes of that U.S. Open? I mean, he was there. He had the lead on Sunday. The guy everyone had been talking about had been playing well, seemed to have been conquering the course like he did last year at the U.S. Open, and then all of a sudden, 44 on his last nine holes.
You know, honestly, I mean, it sounds cliche and all this other stuff, but I think the golf gods just said, "No, Bryson, you're not going to break golf. You're not going to play golf and just hit it all over the lot and win another United States Open. We're just not going to allow that to happen because you did it at Wingfoot when everybody couldn't hit the fairways." Stuart Sink mentioned, he goes, "This golf course really didn't play that long if you drove it in the fairways because you got so much chase. You really got chase, but if you hit it in the rough, the ball stopped and the holes played really hard." And he plays through the air, Bryson does, and for him to play through the air like that and just getting away with all these drives, 40 and 50 yards off center, and being able to shoot a score. I mean, he hit it in the hazard to the right at number 7. You can't.
And made a par.
No, I know. And then yesterday he hit it over there again right next to the dirt. Like, okay, that was a good way to play the hole. Let's do that again. The dog leg right. I'm just going to go straight at the green and play the hole as short as I can play it. You know, Torrey Pines has lost, what, 1,000 trees over the years? I mean, back when I played this golf course, it was pretty tree-lined. And there's about 100 trees maybe on the entire property now. And you can kind of get away with it. And the rough was supposed to keep guys from just blasting away. And he got away with it until he didn't. And he didn't get away with it big time coming down the stretch. And I just think that's part of it. He, you know, the shot that he hit at 17, he was already done at that point, where he kind of boned it over the green for his third or fourth shot? Fourth shot.
Yeah.
Where he missed the green and hit it left. It really didn't matter at that point. But he just finally didn't get away with getting away with everything that he got away with the entire week. That, you know, you can't average four, you should not be able to average four or five fairways around in the U.S. Open and have an opportunity to win. And I love Bryson. We get along great. I really do enjoy his company and we have great conversations. I play one length clubs because of Bryson DeChambeau. It's golf's easier for me with one length clubs because I don't practice. I just go out there, I grab a club, and I have a bag full of 7-irons, right? And one goes 135 and one goes 200 yards. It's just a 7-iron every time. It's simple. It really is. It's so simple. I mean, I'm serious, and I was bad mouthing him. You got to be an idiot to try this. And I finally said, "Wait a minute, why am I bad mouthing something I've never tried?"
Got to try
it. Tried it, and it's unbelievable how easy golf is. I mean,
all right.
I don't practice, and I got a better handicap than I did a year and a half ago.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
All right, Dennis. Before you go, the $1 million question, or I guess with economic impact and stuff, maybe the $30, $40, $50 million question. Does the USGA come back again to Torrey Pines, and when do you think that happens?
Have to. They've got one open date right now. It's about 8 years down the road. I think it's in 28 or 29. They don't have an event. And then the next year they do. So they have one open date. I don't know what it is. But I would think that we're probably going to get it in 10 years. That would be my next guess. I mean, as good as this was to watch the top players in the world just get their asses handed to them on the back nine yesterday, it was incredible to watch all the players have that opportunity to win the golf tournament. And they took a step backwards. Brooke Koepka doesn't blink, and he blinked. You know, Rory McIlroy blinked. Bryson closed his eyes for about an hour. You know, I mean,
just Titans
players.
Falling. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy to watch that leaderboard dissipate.
Well, I was actually taking notes because I did the post game show, and I finally just threw the pin at the TV. I go, I can't keep up. It's ridiculous. And TV couldn't keep up either.
Nope.
If you really realize, it's like, why are we not seeing Bryson's tee ball at 18? Why are we watching the shank by Rory over here at 12?
Yeah.
You know, there was so much going on, TV couldn't keep up. And that's pretty hard, not have Tommy Roy be able to keep up with the storyline for NBC. I mean, that was incredible. There was so much going on that back nine. It was one of the best for a basically a two-shot kind of walk on 18. It was as tight a tournament as I can ever remember for a U.S. Open and major championship in a long, long time. It was awesome.
One more major next month, the Open Championship. Maybe we'll talk to you then, Dennis. Have a good one.
You got it. No one will hit the fairways there, so Bryson could go back to blasting away at Royal St. George's.
Nice. Thanks, DP.
And that was Dennis Paulson on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.